Chapter 9, First Treatment. Melissa felt like she had been waiting for nearly an hour. No one came to check on her or explain what would happen next. She stood naked, her wrists cuffed and her arms hoisted above her head by the hook with a long, upward-pointing end, making escape impossible even when she went on tiptoe. The hook was part of a pulley system, and a chain from her collar hung down to the floor, locked with a padlock. She felt the chain's weight pulling down on her neck. Her ankles were shackled, but with enough chain to move comfortably. Eventually, a worker attended to her. He checked the number on her tag and compared it with the notes on his clipboard. Then he put the clipboard away and started spraying her with a brown, foul-smelling liquid. He began with her hair, now drenched, causing the liquid to cascade down her body. He methodically sprayed her from head to toe, instructing her to spread her legs wide for the treatment to reach her pubic area. From the back, he spread her buttocks to spray her anal area. The spray's intrusion between her legs, touching her in her most intimate places without regard for her as a person, felt like a violation of her body. Yet, alongside the indignity, she was disturbingly aware of an involuntary arousal stemming from the power this stranger exerted over her and her lack of control. Once he turned off the spray, Melissa coughed, trying to hold back a gag as he circled her, examining his work. She managed to ask,
"What is this stuff?"
"A delousing agent,"
the worker answered.
"It's standard procedure for all mammals. It needs to stay on for 10 to 60 minutes to work. Someone will come to rinse it off later."
With that, he left, leaving Melissa standing with her arms hanging from the hook and dripping brown fluid onto the white tiles below. Melissa focused on controlling her breath to stave off nausea. She shook her head vigorously to dislodge some of the fluid from her hair, then pressed the sides of her head against her arms in an attempt to wring more out, all the while coughing. Her attempts to shake off the liquid were futile. The stench of the brown fluid remained on her. She looked around. The hall was full of activity. Veterinary nurses were actively transferring animals between kennels and treatment tables, where they received care. There was a constant flow of employees navigating the area. While she waited, thoughts of Arbeck occupied Melissa's mind. Where was he? She clung to the hope that he was aware of her situation and was planning to pick her up once the health authorities released her. It had been more than a day since they were parted, she reflected, as the foul-smelling liquid continued to seep from her. She needed to be sure he hadn't abandoned her. Melissa didn't truly believe Arbeck would leave her, but she desperately needed confirmation. Couldn't he contact the health office and leave a message for her? Perhaps she could even speak to him on the phone. She needed the comfort of knowing she wasn't alone. Arbeck was her only connection in this foreign land, and the last time she had seen him was at the airport, expecting a quick reunion after some formalities with the airport police. He was her sole hope for liberation from this nightmare of slavery. A loud buzzing sound echoed through the room, signaling the start of their morning break. The workers halted their tasks and began to exit the tiled room. As they walked by, some glanced at her, inspecting her body with curiosity, but no one said anything to her. When Melissa looked at employees, her eyes were inevitably drawn to the cattle prods hanging on the workers' belts. These tools were there to inflict pain on her and ensure her obedience. The animals they had been attending to were fastened to a wall by a chain or confined to a transport cage. Meanwhile, Melissa remained attached to the hook. The buzzer sounded again, and the workers slowly filled the room again, resuming their work. Melissa's arms throbbed uncomfortably after being suspended for an extended period. She longed to lower them to allow some blood flow, even briefly. The hard steel of the handcuffs was hurting her as it pushed into the back of her palms. She attempted to ease the pressure by straightening her arms, but she could not do this for a prolonged period of time. Soon, she had to let her hands fall back, and the cuffs would again press into her hands, creating a persistent discomfort. She hung there, abandoned to her own thoughts. The wait for what might come next was both terrifying, but there was also a twisted sense of anticipation. Even if she would not have admitted it, she knew these were medical professionals, and even though she was at their mercy, they would not hurt her. Her life was not in any danger. Melissa wondered if she had been forgotten. But eventually, a worker came to attend to her. He hosed her down from head to toe with lukewarm water, rinsing off the delousing chemical. Then he left her hanging there, and no explanation what would be done to her next or when.